Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Dina Martin made her TV debut in 1966 on her famous father's television show, The Dean Martin Show, and she's been performing ever since. She's appeared in just about every environment, from Shakespeare on the stage to cameos on The Merv Griffin Show to motion picture roles to Vegas nightclub acts, and she's coming to Salt Lake City this weekend to headline the Salt Lake City Jazz Festival this Sunday night. Today on the program, Dina Martin joins us to talk about loving the spotlight and honoring her father's legacy. And Dina Martin, welcome. Thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. This is a treat.
Dina Martin is a veteran of stage and screen. She is the daughter of the legendary entertainer Dean Martin. She currently performs in her Memories Are Made of This concert tour, and she reads from her best-selling books of the same title. She also hosts The Dina Martin Show, a nationally syndicated radio program, and The Strip, as in the Las Vegas Strip, on XM Satellite Network. Dina Martin is the headliner here in Salt Lake City, joining me by phone from her home in Branson, Missouri. She'll be coming west for the Salt Lake City Jazz Festival, which will be held this Sunday, September 2nd, 1 to 11 p.m. at the Gallivan Center in Salt Lake City. There's more information and links on our website, kcpw.org. But if you've got questions for Dina Martin, give us a call, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Dina Martin, your father is so well-known, so well-loved. Dino, as he was known, part of the Brat Pack, had this, larger-than-life persona, super cool, had terrific comedic timing. Tell us about the Dean Martin that we don't know, the one that you knew in your private life as your father.
Well, first of all, he was, and thank you for saying all those incredible things about him. They're all true. And I think that, well, one thing that people don't realize, that he was home every night for dinner. Which is fantastic, and he was so funny and kind and sweet, and yes, he was super cool, and we all knew that he was the king of cool, and that's a cute story that Elvis told me, and that's a wonderful little thing. I'll probably be telling it in the show on Sunday night, but there was something about Dean Martin that my dad was just so kind and loving, and he would like to get up very early in the morning and go play golf. And then he would, that's if he wasn't working, of course, and then he would come home, and we would have a nice evening together, which is wonderful. His gimmick that he had about being the, drinking and, well, I'm sorry to say he did smoke, but but that wasn't who Dean Martin really was. But he was just a wonderful guy.
I want to play a version, I want to play a song sung by your father, Dean Martin. And then I want to play your take on the same song, and then we'll talk about it. First, this is Dean Martin singing That's Amore.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, tingle.
That's such a classic Dean Martin song.
Yeah.
He seemed to have such warmth, such a fun-loving approach to the song. I mean, what did he think of this piece?
You know, he thought it was fun. You know, he thought it was funny also. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, he thought it was hysterical. But it was one of his theme songs. And I tell you, no matter where I go all over the world, everybody knows all the words to that song, and it's been in so many movies, and it's in every Italian restaurant. Everywhere I go, everybody knows That's Amore. Just, it makes me feel wonderful when I hear him sing. He had that gorgeous, natural, beautiful voice.
Let's hear your version of the song. This is Dina Martin singing That's Amore.
Your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Dina Martin singing That's Amore. Dina, you sound terrific.
Thank you.
What goes through your mind when you're singing a song that you know is one of your father's trademarks?
First of all, for me, it's a huge thrill. And sometimes, I must say, a little overwhelming. But because he was so well-loved, because that's such a famous song and everybody loves it, it happens all the time that everybody sings with me. They just sing along. So it takes a little of the pressure off, but I just feel joy, and I have a huge smile on my face, and I know that my dad is smiling down on me. And that's one thing about my father. When he would sing, you could always tell that he was in a good mood, that he had a smile on his face. You can hear it when you hear him sing, and that's what it gives me. It gives me that little push to keep going, because I know that he is very proud of me, and that's wonderful, and it makes me feel good.
Mm. Speaking with Dina Martin, she is a singer, an author, an entertainer around the world, joining us from her home in Branson, Missouri. She's coming to town as the headliner in the Salt Lake City Jazz Festival, being held this Sunday, September 2nd, 1 to 11 at the Gallivan Center. There's more information at slcjazzfestival.org, and there are some links on our website, kcpw.org. But if you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Joining me in studio also this segment is Jerry Floor. He is director of the Salt Lake City Jazz Festival. Jerry, good morning.
Oh, good morning to you, too.
So tell us a bit about this year's Jazz Festival. You've moved to the Gallivan Center. You've condensed it into one action-packed day. Why the changes?
Well, we've had a number of changes that occurred just because it was time. 11 years at Washington Square. And with the beautiful redevelopment of Gallivan, we took a look at it and thought, wow, this is not only a great place to hold an event, but it was built to hold events, and therefore there's actually some savings in putting on the event there, as opposed to retrofitting Washington Park every year, building stages, bringing in restrooms. You know, the whole thing at Washington was a beautiful deal, but more expensive, no question about it. The move to Labor Day was a little bit prompted by temperature, because we had a couple of days it was 103 on the festival, and it kept people from arriving early. They would come at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock to avoid the heat. The other thing is very important, and that is that we wanted school to be in session, because we have a huge emphasis on music education, and so we thought we ought to try it at a time of year when the kids are back in school at the lower schools, but also at the universities, so that we can do some educational clinics. And Dina's going to do a clinic, actually two clinics tomorrow, Saturday, up at the university, and it'll be fun for everybody. And the clinics are all free for everybody, and they take place at 9 o'clock in the morning and go till 2 in the afternoon. Mm. So the move to Gallivan was a good move. The date was a good time, and the Sunday one day is a little bit of austerity having to do with the times. Raising money this time in this economic climate has been tricky at best. And so this is going to be great, because it's going to run from 1 o'clock to 11, which we've never done. That's more hours than we've ever put in on a day. But it's going to be great having Dina and the Tower of Power finish up the evening.
Mm. Dina, what's the thrill of live performance for you? I mean, you've been doing this for years. What does that presence of the live audience do for an entertainer like yourself?
Oh, it's the immediate response, and it just fills your heart with joy. You know, when you're out there singing, when I am out there singing, and I've got a great band behind me, and we've got our fabulous orchestra behind me, when you've got those trumpets blaring, you know, horns behind you, and that immediate response from the audience, it lifts you up, and it's so much better than going to, it's better than going to a movie. It's live. It's not, I love to watch concerts on TV, but it's not like being there. And there's just something about, everybody, every musician comes in that day with whatever it is that was on their mind. So they're bringing their whole day and what's going on with them to, we're bringing it together, and we're putting out this live performance of us. Beautiful music, incredible arrangements, and it's just, it's alive, and it just makes you feel fabulous.
You've been performing Dino's hits for years now. I mean, why do you think audiences are still so enchanted by this man, your father?
Well, you know, and actually, in that show is called Dino Sings Dino, and it brings me a lot of joy. Also, it's because he was classic, and he had a style that was so super cool, and his songs were fun, and people just love Dean Martin so much. And for me, when I'm singing in front of these live audiences, and then I walk out after and meet the people, and they come up and they tell me their stories of what my father meant to them, it's so wonderful for me. So I'm learning more things about my dad. The audience and the fans, the Dean Martin fans, get to talk to me, and because he did bring so much joy in their life. And I get to hear these new stories about my dad, and it brings him closer to me, and it brings Dean Martin closer to the fans. And so that's one of the wonderful parts about being able to do a live show is going out and talking to the fans after the show. Yeah. But it's because they love his music, and it is timeless and classic, and it's the Great American Songbook. And what could be better than that? In an afternoon and an evening, and just listening to wonderful music and great arrangements with great musicians. So
we're gonna
it's
have
just
to leave it there, Dina.
Fun.
Dina
I'm sorry?
Martin is the headliner this Sunday at the Salt Lake City Jazz Festival. There's links on our website, kcpw.org. I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce.